Today's gospel is one that especially continues to help prepare us for the theme of the Ascension and of Pentecost. But especially, my heart was drawn to the gospel acclamation. I will not leave you orphans, says the Lord. I will come back to you, and your hearts will rejoice. And then at the end of the gospel, you will grieve, but your grief will become joy. Whenever we feel that we're alone, that God has abandoned us, and this can happen, unfortunately, to us in different moments of our lives, especially when we experience some kind of hardship, pain, difficulty, etc., it's easy for us sometimes to feel like we've been orphaned, like we've been abandoned, that we do not have a Heavenly Father that's looking out for us. We all have moments in our lives where we can experience that. But it's good for us, especially in those moments, to be consoled by this particular scripture passages that the Lord makes very clear we will not be orphans, and that when we experience that grief or place of pain, if we choose to bring it to the Lord and we choose to persevere in the midst of that pain or grief that we face, that eventually it will be transformed into joy. Normally, that will happen here in this world, that we'll have a period where things will shift, we'll go through that hard period of time, and then we'll come into a time where it just seems like there's a lot of blessings, a lot of joy. But also, there is a way that sometimes there'll be that ultimate joy that will come in heaven. Sometimes on those difficult days, the prayer that I like to offer to the Lord is say, Lord, I offer to you whatever difficulty or hardship or frustration, whatever it is in that particular moment that I'm experiencing. And I say, but Lord, I would much rather experience it now, and I would much rather allow it to purify me than to experience purification in purgatory. So I accept this particular difficulty, this trial, and I ask that this trial will purify my heart here and now, transform me here and now. That too, I find sometimes can help in those difficult moments, because even with that kind of a prayer of allowing whatever it is to purify us in those moments, then we experience where that grief will turn into joy. Because that, I think, is the key, to recognize God permits these things for transformation. He permits it not because he desires us to grieve. He desires us to rejoice, but he knows that oftentimes there needs to be something that gets purified in our lives and our hearts before we're able to enter into that place of joy and experience that transformation that God desires for us.